This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. One of the most romantic sectors of modern agriculture is custom harvesting. Being able to travel 1,000 miles across the plains and Midwest to stay with the season and run monstrous reapers across the fields just sounds interesting to me. So I spoke with a modern-day custom cutter, and it's not nearly as ideal as I had pictured it. In this snowy winter season, may we also realize the joy of the Christmas season, a time of giving, seeing friends, relatives, and all those we love, a chance to do a good deed or a charitable act. Most of all, a time to celebrate the reason for the season. From Anna Hastert, Dustin Hoffman, Russ Parker, Emery Clavin, and me, Ken Root, Merry Christmas from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Rafe Jollop is a custom harvester from eastern Colorado. He told me how he got started and what he harvests, along with the challenges of his profession. He was representing the U.S. Custom Harvesters Association at the recent Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City.
I think we've been right at 13 years now, I believe.
Now, were you with the family before that? Did you learn the trade as a child?
You know, I actually grew up in the farming industry and always thought harvest was the funnest part of the year. So actually my wife and I started our own operation from scratch, built it from the ground. I started out as a grain harvester. We ran combines from central Texas to all the way north to the Canadian border up in Montana. About 5 years ago, we decided to make the switch into forage harvesting and trying to stay a little closer to home to help raise the short ones.
You know, these forage harvesters, I live up in northeast Iowa, They cut so much so fast. How do you manage to be efficient? I mean, you just can't seem to run enough trucks to be able to accomplish it.
You know, you hit the key right there is efficiency. I see guys bring 2, 3, 4 machines into a field, and I find most of the places we go, our pit or a scale is your bottleneck. So if you can't keep everything else moving, more equipment doesn't help the cause. And that's half the battle, is just knowing how to make yourself efficient and not over-equipped for the job.
What about transportation? Are licenses and trucking issues a big one for you?
Labor in general is a very big issue for us. About 30% of our members employ H-2A or J-1 type foreign labor. Right now they're working on a bill for the H-2A, and as some of the language currently reads, it would actually be very detrimental to our operation. As it stands, they deem farm labor the person working directly on the farm. However, when I've got a guy that drives the truck hauling the commodity off the farm and to the elevator in town or to a pit not located directly on that farm, they want to claim he is not farm labor. He is now a truck driver. So we're hoping that they get that language rewritten properly so this doesn't come back and bite us and we don't lose our labor. You know, and again, as a custom harvester, moving from job to job is a very big chore, you know. Same thing, as that's written, they wouldn't allow us to use our H-2A labor to move the equipment and the trucks from job to job. Labor, if you're willing to show up and be a good employee, the financial rewards are very, very lucrative.
That's Rafe Jollop, representing the U.S. Custom Harvesters Association and living the life of a custom cutter who travels across America. Senator Bob Dole from Kansas was a strong advocate for the U.S. Custom Harvesters Association. They really had no money to do much lobbying, but he had their backs for many years. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.